Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Today is Good Friday, and Sunday, Easter, is coming. We're going to be talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul sets forth a creed that goes back to the early Christian church about how Jesus rose from the dead, and that not only the 12 saw him, but also 500 other individuals saw him, including James, the brother of Jesus, and also Paul on the road to Damascus. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the central core doctrine of Christianity. If the resurrection didn't occur, and that's what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, then our faith is in vain. If there is no resurrection from the dead, our faith is in vain. That's what 1 Corinthians 15 says. Matt, there's a great book that I finished reading. Highly recommend it for other people to read. It's called The Case for the Resurrection of Jesus. The Case for the Resurrection of Jesus. It's by Gary Habermas and Lacona as the co-author. And they set forth what they call minimal facts that are supported from both the Bible as well as extra-biblical literature, including secular literature. And I'll just briefly touch on those four plus one, and then we can talk about them. Number one, that Jesus died by crucifixion. That's indisputable. Two, that the disciples believed that they saw the resurrected Jesus. Now, that in itself doesn't prove anything, but it's clear from both biblical and certainly extra-biblical that they believed that they saw the resurrected Jesus. Three, the conversion of the persecutor, Paul. Four, the conversion of the skeptic, the brother of Jesus, James. And then the four plus one is one, after those four facts, the tomb is empty. So those are the four plus one, and I highly recommend that you read this book because it really gives a solid foundation for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is the central core doctrine of our Christian values and belief.
And as Paul points out, without it, Christianity is for naught, and our faith is for naught. And Dr. Habermas, of course, is known and widely respected around the globe as the foremost expert on the resurrection. And he is a religion professor at Liberty University. He has written a number of books, but I have not read this book yet, Matt, and I can't wait to, but he spells it out, and I can't wait to read it.
You know, you think about it, we celebrate Christmas, Christ coming, to come to earth to be among us, to live among us, to be like us, and because he loves us. But we celebrate Easter, and he went through the crucifixion, and he rose again to save us, because without that, there would be no salvation.
Yeah, and so if you go through these facts, it's indisputable that Jesus died, he was crucified. And in the Talmud, which is a Jewish publication after the death, resurrection of Jesus, speaks about that. Josephus speaks about that. Other extra-biblical secular sources say that Jesus was crucified. The Talmud says that he was hanged on a tree.
And there was many witnesses of that.
That's the term for crucifixion. If you go back and look at crucifixion, especially Jesus being flogged, a lot of people didn't actually even survive the flogging before they got to the cross, because the flogging would rip your flesh and even your organs sometimes would fall out because the flesh would literally be ripped off your body. And when you're on the cross, it is a suffocation that happens. That's the reason why they wanted to break the legs of the other two to hurry the death before Passover. But when they came to Jesus, he'd already died. And they put a spear into his side and blood and water came out. And the reason for blood and water is it pierced his heart. And the water, that fluid that gathered around his heart because of the excessive loss of blood and also the heart trying to work very desperately because of the loss of blood, that's why blood and water came out. And history, both secular and religious, clearly indicate that Jesus was crucified. That's number one. Two, the disciples believed that Jesus rose from the dead and they saw him. They saw him. And they even say in 1 Corinthians that 500 people. So they have eyewitnesses. There's no historical evidence of anybody saying, I didn't really see him.
Mm-hmm.
They believe they saw him. They believe they saw him so much. And in fact, at first, the only disciple, apostle that actually believed at the time that they saw the empty tomb was John. Peter didn't believe. The other disciples didn't believe. We always think about doubting Thomas. But when did the other disciples believe other than John? John believed when he saw the empty tomb. The other disciples did not believe until they saw Jesus.
The living, resurrected Christ.
The only reason why we think of doubting Thomas is because he wasn't there when Jesus appeared to them the first time. He appeared again, and Thomas was there.
But he saw
it wasn't just
holes.
Thomas that doubted. It was the disciples that doubted.
Mm-hmm. And they were in hiding. They were running. They were scared to death. They were frightened. And once they saw Christ, not only did they believe, they went to death, to their death.
Something transformed them. And you have to account, what was it that changed them from disbelievers, cowards, to being willing to give their life in the same way on the cross that Jesus did? Something radically happened. They say what it was is that they saw the resurrected Jesus. Three, Paul. Paul was a persecutor. He had no mindset that he wanted to see a resurrected Jesus. Maybe the disciples might wanted to have seen a resurrected Jesus, but Paul wanted to kill those that followed Jesus. He was on a mission to kill. He had been part of killing Stephen because of his faith in Jesus. He had no mindset to want to see the resurrected Jesus. He was a Jew's Jew. He was climbing up the Jewish hierarchy ladder. And something radically happened that changed him. And it was him seeing Jesus on the road to Damascus when he was going there to kill Christians. And then you have all the brothers of Jesus. They denied Jesus. They weren't even near the resurrection. They weren't, or the crucifixion. In fact, Jesus on the cross gave Mary to John. He broke family bloodlines because the brothers weren't around. The brothers weren't there. The brothers thought in the Gospel of John that Jesus was out of his mind, that he was a narcissist. They taunted him. They didn't believe his claims. And Jesus died and rose again. And in the book of Acts, it's twice mentioned that his brothers were gathered with the Christians. His brothers had a change, but James also, his brother had a change. James was a Jewish Jew. He was not a persecutor. He was a skeptic of his brother. And now not only was he changed radically, but he becomes the leader of the Jerusalem church. And he gives his life for Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. So he was radically changed. You can't just simply discount these facts. These are historical facts. You don't even have to look at the Bible as the inspired word of God. I certainly believe it is. But to talk to a secularist, a skeptic, these are indisputable facts. And it's set out in the book, The Case for the Resurrection of Jesus by Gary Habermas and Lacona. And of course, the fourth plus one is it's indisputable that the tomb was empty. But it's not just an empty tomb, Matt. It's that the tomb was empty and they saw the resurrected Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what changed these cowards, these disbelievers, the persecutors, and the skeptics, because they saw the resurrected Jesus Christ in person. And that ultimately changed the life and it changed the world. If you are coming to this Good Friday, I don't know where you are in your own faith. But this is what is all about. This is why we do what we do, because Jesus has transformed our lives. And you don't have to doubt that he rose from the dead. It is documented in so many different ways. I encourage you to read this book. But really what the question is what are you going to do with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? He wants to have relationship with you to transform your life. This is what this weekend is about. Stand with us as we continue to advance religious freedom and fight for the core values of our faith. Go to lc.org, and may you have a wonderful Good Friday and a happy Easter.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.